the book of Romans, and guess what? We're in Romans chapter 16, the last chapter of Romans, and this is the first session, which covers the first 16 verses. And the title of this one is the name of two individuals he mentions in the scripture. One of them is Phoebe, P-H-O-E-B-E, Phoebe, and the other Rufus, R-U-F-U-S. So chapter 16 presented some difficulty for me in that although it is filled with doctrine, direction, and biblical mystery, it also lists many names of dedicated believers who are not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. In addition to this, although these were obviously well known to the Christians in Rome, knowledge of them has been lost to church history as well. Some interesting history with application to our day is available on Phoebe, Priscilla and Aquila, and Rufus. So let's read the pertinent passage and find out what we can of Phoebe and Rufus this week. We'll touch on Priscilla and Aquila and a few others in sessions 2 and 3. So look at Romans 16, and let's start with verse 1. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Jesus Christ, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles gives thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. And then verse 13, we're just going to skip some of these. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who had been a mother to me as well. And then verse 16, greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. First, let's look at Phoebe, who performed a task of great significance, courage, and fortitude. She personally carried the finished document of the book of Romans written by the hand of Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, from the church in Cenchrea to Rome. She carried this letter written to Rome and to you over 600 miles, likely by foot or on the back of a mule, so that the Roman church and you can have the clearest explanation of Christian doctrinal truth anywhere available in the scriptures. Her name means bright or radiant. She is described as a servant. The word is the same word translated as deacon elsewhere. Thus, she was likely a deaconess, although it's unclear whether deaconess was a formal role in the very early church in Corinth, where Cenchrea was the port city. Nevertheless, servanthood was her role, and she did it well and faithfully. It's a testimony to her character and value to the church that such a responsibility was given to a woman, particularly when we understand the secondary place women had in the culture of the day. How important was the document she carried? The Romans Road plan of salvation has been used of the Holy Spirit to lead millions to saving faith in Jesus Christ. This list includes myself. Thank you, Phoebe. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For I have hope in Christ by your hand. So let me list the verses for you. Listeners, take notes. If you desire, this is the Romans Road plan of salvation, just real quickly, and I'll repeat it once. Here it goes. Romans 3:23, 6:23, 5:8, 5:12, 10:9 and 10, 10:13, and then Revelation 3:20. So one more time. Romans 3:23, 6:23, 5:8, 5:12, 10:9 and 10, 10:13, and Revelation 3:20. Romans 5:8 was the key verse for me, but God commended his love or demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet or still sinners, he died for us. He died that you might live. You don't deserve and cannot deserve it of your own effort to be good. His gift of forgiveness and his goodness is our only hope. Trust him. Faith alone in Christ alone is my mantra. Now let's turn to Rufus. Who was he? Why is he mentioned? Rufus was a dedicated, hardworking member of the church at Rome who had previously been ministered to by Paul. Rufus was a part of a very important family. So let's look at Mark 15, verse 21. Mark 15, 21. And this is the story of Christ on his way to Calvary. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. So Rufus may have been there, or he may have heard about it later. But his father was directly involved in the situation around Christ's crucifixion. Simon of Cyrene, this is a country in northern Africa, was a Jew who had likely stayed for years to attend a Passover celebration. It's unclear whether he had his wife and sons, Rufus and Alexander, with him, or whether they learned of the events of Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension from dead later. But the events changed their lives forever, as they can change yours. Luke 9:23 says, "Take up your cross daily and follow him." Simon did this literally. Acts 11:20 reports that later, men of Cyrene came to Antioch preaching the gospel. Acts 19:33 reports that Rufus' brother Alexander, while in Ephesus, strove to protect Paul from a rioting crowd. What are the chances that a trip to Jerusalem would result in a call to Simon to carry a cross that changed history for all people of all time, including you? There is no chance. It's impossible. His plan includes your call. And when you respond and answer yes, you are never the same. So, Father, to get a glimpse into the life of someone who came to celebrate Passover and worship and finds himself dragged into a situation he didn't volunteer for, called to carry the cross of a criminal on the way to Calvary, but then realizes that this is God the Son himself, following up that long hill. That call to Rufus, that call to Alexander, that call to Simon of Cyrene, the call to you, your children here, to myself, to those listening, it's all powerful, and we pray that we would respond and serve you in any way we see fit, and that you would give us that strength and that motivation and that obedience that you're looking for. Thank you for that in Jesus' name.